The Marine Life Protection Act creates conservation zones along California's sensitive coastal areas, but defining a sensitive area has become a controversy. Dan Backer is a reporter for The Fish Sniffer, a fishing publication. He's followed the MLPA, Marine Life Protection Act, closely and says there are a few conflict of interests at play. He says the MLPA is meant to institute protections for the coast.
It intended to set up marine protected areas that would protect the fish and the aquatic ecosystem from pollution, from oil and chemical industries, and from overfishing. However, what it's turned into since Schwarzenegger took over the process in 2004, or actually 2003, is a fast-track process that excludes the protections on fish, on habitat, and on oil wells, on wave energy projects, and on, most importantly, pollution, and just restricts it to fishing. It concentrates just on fishing, and that includes both recreational and commercial fishing.
There are two types of zones under consideration in the Marine Life Protection Act. One would prohibit all maritime activity, and another would allow limited maritime uses, such as seasonal fishing and or diving. Backer says the MLPA process was budgeted to cost under $300,000, but that has already ballooned to $35 million. Then, he says, there's a few conflict of interests at play.
When Schwarzenegger went into office, he wanted to impose a fast-track process to get these MPAs in quick and to get them supposedly enforced quick. And what he did was get a private organization, the Resource Legacy Foundation, which is largely funded by the Hewlett-Packard Foundation, to fund a public process. You had a process that under the law was supposed to be a public process that's being funded by private interests, by private funding. The second thing, and it relates to that, is the conflict of interest over Michael Sutton, who's a Schwarzenegger-appointed member of the California Fish and Game Commission, and he's employed by Hewlett-Packard, which funds Resource Legacy.
Hewlett-Packard is a computer company. What's
no,
wrong?
But Hewlett-Packard, no. See, that's the thing. The Hewlett-Packard Foundation is an environmental foundation.
So there's an environmental group that's funding, an environmental foundation that's funding the MLPA process.
Right.
And they have somebody sitting on the board.
Right.
And that's a conflict of interest.
That means that it's going to be hard for him to be fair than if he's just a person that has no relationship, that has no, he's getting paid by the people that are funding the MLPA.
Backer says in addition to a private foundation funding and overseeing what should be a public process, there's a conflict of interest with the oil industry.
First of all, Catherine Rahis Boyd, who's the CEO and chief of staff for the Western States Petroleum Association, is a key member of the five-member MLPA Blue Ribbon Task Force. I asked the same question that longtime North Coast environmentalist John Llewellyn has asked. Is it coincidence that the Point Arena Basin, offshore from Point Arena, is the area where the oil industry has the highest interest in Northern California?
The MLPA is proposing to have off-limits for maritime
right.
activity in the Point Arena Basin.
Right. Off-limits for harvesting of seaweed, recreational fishing, abalone diving, and commercial fishing.
Where's the conflict of interest coming in?
The conflict of interest is that you have somebody on the Blue Ribbon Task Force that is a CEO and chief of staff of a petroleum industry organization that could have a conflict of interest in making decisions that may benefit in the long run. One other one that I would add that needs to be looked at is Gordon Smith is the former president and CEO of the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and he's on the Resource Legacy Foundation board. Since he was a CEO with them, he was the top guy, does he have ties with them that would make him prejudiced in making, in funding a process that's going to kick people off the water and possibly pave the way for various types of wave energy projects.
Becker adds Native American tribes would also be severely impacted by the Marine Life Protection Act zones should they move forward as they stand. Becker says nowhere does the MLPA state it will protect the coast from coastal energy projects, only fishing. But fishermen are the coast's greatest allies.
I think it's real important regarding the MLPA process to understand that sustainable recreational and commercial fishermen and seaweed harvesters are among the greatest defenders of the environment and are the most vocal opponents of offshore oil drilling, water pollution, habitat destruction, and energy projects that could cause harm to fish and wildlife. And by taking the most dedicated opponents of habitat destruction away, you're opening the doors to putting in oil drilling rigs, wave energy projects, and polluting the ocean.
I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for the KZYX and Z Community News.